cure for cancer. We keep searching for a perfect answer, learn advancements. We just can't wait for worse circumstances. Don't burn the ashes from the chemo, understand your chances. 50-50 with that treatment, it can't hurt to back it. With some good nutrition, what you believe will come to fruition. If you envision living, you can win it. But if you give in to the thought that it can kill you, it has the will to drain your life force, so you gotta build through. Prayer and meditation, gotta raise your dedication. Change the way you eat, take it from me. Have faith and step away from being told what's your only option. Do your research, we can learn much more than what we're told by doctors. Some don't believe in natural healing, some do but can't reveal it, cause they profit off of having it concealed. But some will actually inform you, those who really do care, whom still have passion to save lives and true advice they will share. See, when I was diagnosed with leukemia and I approached oncologists asking should I change my diet, they said no, for fear of the effect on my treatment. But how could eating healthy have a negative effect? It seemed a bit deceiving, so I went against what they advised. And even though the thought of death would try to penetrate my mind, I gained knowledge, prayed often, didn't place the blame on nobody but myself. I researched what to stay away from, like red meat, flour, soda, sugar, and salt. Started eating greens, broccoli, no more fast food at all. I also learned, no matter how bad the cancer is, you could kill the deformed cells with a plant called cannabis, which contains cannabinoids that target cancer cells and reminds them how to die. I survived and handled well, I thank God I'm in remission. Now I strive to plan and tell all who go through the same battle to fight, you can't prevail, and that you are not alone. I know it's hard, but don't give up hope. Just take a smart approach with heart and soul. Start with goals, set them, write them, and don't forget them. Killing illness with the venom like chemo, I second guess it. Although everyone is different, I don't ever recommend it. Some respond better than others, but most bodies will reject it. Let's be effective. If it's hurting more than helping, then don't worsen your condition. Just a personal suggestion, don't fall into depression. Think positive, excel with exercising your mind, body, and soul. Use self-expression, continue education, because we need change. Matter of fact, Google a compound called DCA. It was found to cure most cancers, but there hasn't been more testing, cause you can't patent a compound, therefore there's no cash investment, because there's no dollar profit. The rich don't wanna fund it. Luckily, the word got out and funds were given by the public. Over $800,000 was introduced, and some testing was conducted, but results were inconclusive, and we haven't looked back. So what path are we taking? How do we see all these treatments, still believe that radiation is the best solution? I'm just expressing my view, tell the truth of my experience, but the rest is up to you. Yeah, the rest is up to you. I just told you my experience, but the rest is up to you. Advice I received when I was diagnosed with leukemia was, don't think that it's gonna kill you, otherwise it will. I'm not the biggest believer in chemotherapy, but I know it does help some. You gotta do it in conjunction with good nutrition, cannabis, lots of prayer, and positive thinking. You gotta arm yourself with every weapon in the battle against cancer. The most important thing is not to give up hope.